Patrick's Day at the Comic Book Haters. What do you mean St. Patrick's Day was last week? We're still celebrating. So grab something green, grab something you love, and grab something you love that's green. It's time for the Comic Book Haters. Let's listen in, shall we?
All right, everybody, it's the Comic Book Haters, the world's famous,
The world's famous.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of the cracking of a beer bottle, we're classing it up a bit. You might notice the...
Oops. Well, you gentlemen are drinking out of cans. I'm drinking straight from the bottle of Applejack this
evening. That's because, kids, it's St. Patrick's Day.
It's St. Patrick's Day at the Comic Book Haters secret headquarters.
Yeah, so
right.
We're going to Irish it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
A toast to St. Patty and
St.
the Irish.
Patty. Happy St. Patty's Day, everybody. Now, if through the miracle of modern technology, for us it's St. Patrick's Day, but for you it's probably like
early April. April Fool's,
maybe. Yeah, so it's an April Fool's joke.
Or possibly 20 years in the future.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. If your spaceship just landed from the future.
Yes.
Yeah.
If your RememberCon chips have been worn out.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, in honor of St. Patrick's Day, we're going to take a look at some green-themed comics. And when I say green comics, what does everybody usually think of?
Green Arrow.
The Hulk.
Okay. It's Green Lantern.
Fuck!
Oh, that guy.
Okay.
There's that one, too.
So this comic is called Green Lantern Number 9.
It's Green Hornet, too, you know.
Okay, shut the fuck up.
Okay.
It's Green Lantern.
Do you have any Green Hornet comics?
I don't know.
Okay.
Why do you guys always got to ruin everything? Come on, I was all excited. It's green. You know?
Okay, let's just see it.
Ah, why bother? It
too
sucks.
Late. No, we're gonna watch.
All right,
I want to see this.
So you're probably familiar with comic superscribe Jeff Johns.
Oh
no,
you know, you guys don't know who he is.
No.
Now, what if I were to say he wrote Infinite Crisis?
I remember
more
that.
Familiar, yeah.
I remember the name of that.
Well, he also wrote a little comic called Green Lantern. And you got it in your grubby little mitts or on our counter here.
Yeah.
And you can see right from the cover, it's intriguing.
That's
right.
Batman.
Yeah.
Green Lantern's fighting
Batman. I didn't sign up for Green Lantern versus Batman.
I can tell what school he's giving this right off. Because, one, he's not big on superhero team-ups.
I remember that.
Nor does he like Batman. So
yeah.
We're looking at a negative rating. But anyway, let's go ahead.
Okay, well.
I also think Green Lantern's gay.
No,
I don't mean literally gay.
Oh, God.
I don't mean literally gay.
Wait, what's the time on that? 2 minutes?
I don't mean literally gay.
Point in case, folks.
I don't mean literally gay. I mean...
homosexual.
No, like, stupid.
You don't like him.
Then why did you say gay if you meant stupid?
Gay also means stupid.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Dude, it has no connotation of stupidity.
You got it every episode, man. Every episode.
Almighty.
Just a walking cliche, man.
You are, man.
What do you want me to say?
I
don't
look at that
like
shirt. Look at that shirt he's wearing, man. It's got flowers on it.
His shirt has flowers on it.
You're busting on Green Lantern? What's your superpower?
I didn't say I don't like gays.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think that... You said you think he's gay.
I don't think he's homosexual.
Okay, you think he's stupid.
Yes.
Okay.
Why would you think he's stupid? He was a jet pilot.
The fuck? What are you, from the 50s?
Well,
he's a jet pilot.
Let's crack the cover, guys, here, okay? Let's start looking at some of the artwork.
Okay, and while they're perusing it, let me just point out that we're not drinking shitty cans of beer. We are indeed drinking Murphy's, stouts.
Wow.
Pub drafts. Oh, come on, this is good beer.
It's good.
Yeah.
Can's a can.
This is
what I said about your mother.
Oh.
All right. So anyway, in this one, Batman, Green Lantern's trying to uncover some caper, I believe. I don't remember all too much about it, but he seeks the help of Batman, or vice versa, or they're fighting.
I have no idea.
Oh, wait, they're fighting.
They're fighting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I recall correctly, at the end of the last Green Lantern miniseries, he fucking decked Batman.
Can I point something out?
Please do.
Green Lantern wears a ring. Do you know who else wears a ring?
Married men.
Liberace.
No, married men.
I just want to point that out.
Okay.
Tattoo.
Is that Luke Cage?
No, it's a tattooed guy.
Oh, universe.
I know.
Oh, yeah, his tattoos come to life.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
This is gay.
That villain was horrible.
He better have a lot of
horrible
tattoos.
Villain. He's got a scorpion. It's a skull
with
bat wings. Who's afraid of that?
It looks like a fucking cover of like an Ozzy Osbourne album.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Oh my God, Blizzard of Oz is attacking me. Yeah, so
Batman
says boo.
Yeah.
He said it to a black guy. Is that racist?
Oh my god!
Why?
Hey, come on, you're so, you say just, that shit all
I
the time.
Know.
You're just trying. Look, he's smiling. He's doing that on purpose.
I want to know.
Yeah,
you want to
know. No,
I think Batman's a racist piece of shit
because he punched a black guy.
He said boo.
So what?
Well, look, it's like the bat symbol and the.
Well, Batman put on the Green Lantern ring.
Oh, so he becomes like
Green Lantern Man Bat.
Green Batman.
Yeah.
Bat Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and there's his dead. Is that his parents?
Yeah.
Why, how can he see his parents through the ring?
Well,
let me tell you something. Green Lantern is got to be one of the dumbest superheroes.
No
like,
way. He's
the premise
a good
of
one.
It's stupid.
Well, you know what
no.
the Green Lantern core is all about?
Apparently, homosexuality and rings.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Come on, dude. That's just ridiculous. Homosexuality and
he
rings.
He wears rings.
So you've got a ring on.
It's a wedding band. He's got
yeah,
some
that's what
flashy
you say.
Ring.
Alright.
Beard.
Are you saying... So what are you saying? That he's black?
Who?
Him.
The Batman?
No.
Green Lantern?
Black guys also wear lots of jewelry.
Well, there's a black Green Lantern, but this isn't the black Green Lantern.
Does he have like a...
He's the white Green Lantern.
Does he have his on a chain around his neck? Like a...
God.
What?
Oh my
Dude,
god.
Every stereotype, you just...
Yeah.
Okay.
What next? You gonna, like, start doing the, other stereotypes? That
yeah, that was pretty smooth, Slurfus.
Well, anyway, if you have been reading Green Lantern...
Don't stop, because...
Don't stop?
No, don't do it. Stop.
Okay.
I like the artwork.
It's okay. I mean, this is typical superhero.
Typical
fare.
Superhero.
Look how crowded
I'm not a big fan.
It's all crowded. Every panel's crowded.
I'm not a big fan of the villain with the tattoos. A
Me
corny.
Either.
Yeah, very corny.
You know, it's almost like superhero comics have hit the point where why create new villains? Just stick with the ones you got. I mean, because the new ones are too mired in the times. Like, oh, everybody wants a tattoo these days, so let's give a tattoo villain. Ah, lame. Nah, stick with the classic shit. Give a fucking villain a boomerang. That's all he needs. I mean, how many tattoos do you have, Schoolie? 7?
Just my 8 or 9.
The one that says Schoolie G, USA.
Yeah, the one on
Schoolie
your
Schoolie G, USA. Or USA Schoolie G.
USA Schoolie G.
Okay,
yeah.
I mean, apart from the ones on my face, I've only got 2.
Yeah.
So would you say you're a big fan of this series?
No. What the fuck are you trying... What?
Well, you
why do you
it?
Buy it?
It's in your collection.
It's number 9. Do you have the other 8?
Yeah, you know the answer to that question.
I do. That's why I'm asking it.
I think I missed one. I think I missed 8.
Yeah, that is a good question.
Is that
bug
you?
This is a little bit off topic. It has nothing to do with Green Lantern per se. But all right,
hit me with it.
Why do you buy comics that you don't like? I mean, like after the first one, do you feel the need? Do you think it's going to get better, or you feel the need to see the whole series out to make a decision?
Well, it depends. Okay, that's a good question, Umbrella Man. I'm glad that you asked that.
Because I mean, this comes up a lot.
If it's a mini series. A lot of times, I'll wait until I've got every issue, and then I'll just read it, you know?
Right.
I'll read it all at once. If it's from a, you
so
know
you
what?
Save them all up to read them?
Sure. Now, hear
That's
me
sad.
Out, Squirrel.
Well, I can see
That's
that.
Not sad. Fuck you.
I'm a big fan of the graphic novel or the collection format.
And that's the way they're being written these days, and I enjoy getting, you know, comics, and I enjoy reading. Some of them are nice, like, from the serial nature of it. You know, one, you see what's happening next, but a lot of them... Like a miniseries, it's written as a continuous story or an ending story.
I'd like to add something right here.
Oh, great.
I'm looking for another podcast to be a
part
of.
Shut up, man.
So you're not a big fan of this series, but you do like Green Lantern.
Oh, yeah. I don't have a problem with Green Lantern. Now, to answer your question about this series, like, why am I getting it if I don't like it? I wouldn't say I hated it. You know, I mean, I enjoy, like, you know, for $1 or $2.
Four.
I mean... No.
Oh, $2.99 US, sorry.
Okay, well, I mean, since you brought it up, discount comic book service, I probably got that for, you know, relatively cheaper. So it's worth it. I'll see what's happening. I'll check out what's going on with the Green fucking Lantern for a month.
I think it's cool. I think it's cool, though. I do like where Batman puts the ring on. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's not bad.
You know?
I mean, hey, is this the best comic ever? Fuck no. But is it the worst comic ever?
It's down there.
I mean, it might
be. You should get a ring like that, Schoolie.
Yeah, why not? I mean, do they sell Green Lantern rings?
So, well, you gotta get it somewhere, right?
I guess so. Now, fellas, I'm sure you're eagerly awaiting the next issue is 1 year later.
Who fucking cares?
Do you understand what's going on with that?
No, I don't care.
Alright. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's give our rankings for Green Lantern for the first half of our St. Patty's Day. 2.
I'll give it a 4.
You said you liked it.
I said I liked the artwork. I didn't like the villain. I liked when he put on the ring. And that's all I said I liked. I didn't say
you
I loved
you,
it.
But there's more stuff you liked than you didn't like. So I would have.
Hey, man, how are you
going to
criticize his ranking? You gave it a 2.
I would have thought yours would have been way lower.
Yeah.
So
we could say, how come you gave it a 2?
Yeah.
I'll tell you why I gave it a 2.
We don't care. I said we could say that, but we didn't say that.
Well, yeah. I like some of the ads.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to give it a 5. It's a solid average superhero comic. Yeah, it's all right.
Okay.
Okay,
enough said.
We'll be right back with, you think they should try and guess what our next St. Patrick's Day comic is?
Yeah, leave them in suspense.
Okay, leave you in suspense with the sounds of, some local rock band. Okay, we're back for our special. This is still St. Patrick's Day, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got.
Hey, man, for me, I'm Irish. Every day is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, School, you're not Irish, are you? Why the fuck you toasted that? You are?
Yeah.
All right.
My great grandmother's from fucking Ireland.
Yeah, he shortened his name. It used to be O'Schooly G.
Yeah.
So anyway, to continue the Irish tradition, we're going to review the Advanced Dungeons and Dragons Fiend Folio. By
now,
TSR Books.
Now, DJ Sloofus, what does this have to do with St. Patrick's Day?
I'm glad you asked. Okay, I can remember getting this book a long time ago. It has a lot of monsters in it.
On St. Patrick's Day?
No, it had nothing to do with that.
Okay.
Now, fellas, do you remember this Fiend Folio? That's a pretty cool cover.
Let me
take a look at it?
I'm a big fan of the Fiend Folio.
I'm not really sure about this, but I would have to say that I was wondering if we could ever sink to a lower level than what we usually do.
Yeah.
And we did.
So you think commenting on...
It is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. See what happens when we drink?
Yeah. we should have done St. Patrick's Day stone cold sober. That would have been a lot better.
I like the stone part.
I'm not drunk yet.
I'm just saying, without having drank... But I guess we would never be able to do it because we usually drink.
Yeah, we'd get bored pretty quickly.
Yeah.
We'd have to do it like 7 a.m.
I'm not willing to get up that early.
Are there any Irish monsters in here?
There might be a leprechaun in there.
Yeah, let's look for a leprechaun.
I think he was in Monster Manual, if I remember.
I think you're right.
You guys are nerdy as hell.
Now, I don't play Dungeons & Dragons.
Then why do you have these fucking books?
Yes, but on your shelf you have a complete set of the books.
Yeah, why do you have this book?
I got it a long time ago. I used to like to read them. Is that nerdier or cooler?
Oh, my God.
What?
There is a...
it's worse if you just like to read them.
Why? I thought that was cool.
You wanted to be with the in-crowd kids?
If I got attacked by any of this shit, I want to know what I'm up against.
There is an Irish monster in here, I believe.
Oh, you gotta be... Yeah, I think we settled this problem. Is it something that lives in a fucking lake?
Is it a banshee?
No. It's like a female vampire. Check this out. Her head comes out of her butt. That's definitely Gaelic. Yeah. Her head comes off the body and it's just like all guts and,
I remember that
and
picture.
And she flies around.
Me out.
Yeah,
how about
and that's,
a banshee?
That's,
we can pronounce banshee.
I don't think banshee's in here.
You can't even pronounce that fucking thing.
How about drunken barmaid?
that's like heaven.
I think the biggest monster in the Irish culture is? The tax collector.
the English landlord.
Yeah. Or, so, why is alcohol listed in this?
That's a demon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's like an Irish vampire.
Umbrella Man, I recall at one point, and correct me if I'm wrong, you claiming that you basically knew all the statistics about the majority of monsters in the D&D world.
I never claimed that.
Okay, but you know weaknesses and things like that. What did you say?
I said I used to be able to identify a lot of the monsters out of the books when I was, you know.
Okay. And
a former nerd, and now that I've reformed myself.
Okay, nerd.
I'm here to prove that you didn't reform yourself.
Look, man, I've been off for a while, and you know, don't tempt me, man.
Okay.
Well, hold on a second.
You gonna grab another one?
No, I am. When I wave a copy of the Monster Manual in front of you, what memories surface?
I'm a big fan.
Now,
although I like the artwork.
If I were to say, for example, could you give me a few physical descriptions of a Shedu? That's S-H-E-D-U. What would you say?
I have no idea what that
Shedu?
Monster is. Let's see the
He's
picture.
Lying.
I don't know that
okay.
one.
Let's
okay.
See the picture.
I'll start you off with some hints. Its frequency is rare.
It's rare.
It appears in groups of 2 to 8, so I'd say that's a 2d4.
Right.
The fuck does that
it
mean?
It looks somewhat Egyptian in nature.
What the fuck does 2d4 mean?
Oh, shut up, like you don't know.
I have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
I have no idea. Let's see the picture, man.
What does it mean?
Oh, right. I know the picture. I don't know the name. I've seen the picture, but...
Okay, well, you said...
The pictures I've seen 1,000 times. I told you, I'm a reform nerd.
Okay, I still don't believe you. I'm going to give you an easy one. Okay, let's see here. Could you describe an intellect devourer? Its predominant organ, which is usually
Oregon?
Not...
It looks like a brain, like, right?
It looks like a big brain
yeah.
with legs on it,
yeah.
yes.
Do you mean organ? What the hell
no,
did
it looks
you
like
just
a brain.
Say?
Yeah.
It says predominant organ.
It's just like a giant brain with legs.
Yeah, but it's not like you said Oregon.
No, right. No. Okay, I'm gonna... okay, I think you've earned a tougher question.
This is terrible.
What alignment is a troll? Well, man, what alignment is a troll?
Neutral evil.
No, it's chaotic evil.
Chaotic evil. Damn.
Okay, Umbrella Man, can you name one type of dragon and give me a little bit of information about it?
Okay, a red dragon.
Okay, what can you tell me about it?
Red dragon breathes fire.
Alright.
Right?
Well, I don't... Breath weapon. It doesn't say fire, but...
I believe it's fire.
We know what you believe, but what does the monster manual say?
Was it stink? Like, what else would it be?
No, I'm sorry. That's under Schooley's mom on page 120. Sorry, man.
Okay, so what else can you tell me?
That's it. I can't...
Oh, I think he's holding out, dude.
I can tell you the other dragons.
I think he's holding out.
There's a white dragon... Silver dragon, gold dragon.
You're listing colors.
But they're all colors, except, yeah.
You know, shit.
Well, they're not all colors.
Okay.
Silver was a color.
Yeah, but I'm saying I'm not all the colors. There's not a dragon for every color.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This is a perfect opportunity for you to make a racist or gay joke.
Yeah, because that would be gay.
Tired of this.
Sigh.
Episode.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, fellas. I think we learned a lot about St. Patrick's Day this episode. I know
right.
I did.
I'm going to make another plea. Another podcast that needs a co-host, please.
Can we just end this podcast and go watch Leprechaun in the Hood?
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
Now, I would like to say that, you know, when we started this podcast, I admit, I said some rude things about St. Patrick's Day. I said it was just a drunken's holiday used to promote alcoholism.
A drunken's holiday?
I'm sorry.
What the fuck
drinking
is
and fighting. Is this what we think of when we think of the Irish?
At this point in time, I'd like to say I'm sorry on behalf of me and all my Irish brothers and sisters. I'm sorry that I said those horrible, horrible things.
Let's get in a fight.
I got nothing.
Okay. Well, fellas, the Fiend Folio... Umbrella Man, your score, 1 to 10.
What the fuck?
I'm giving the Fiend Folio a 9.
Holy shit!
Schooley?
I like the artwork.
0.
Wow. I'm gonna give it an 8. Now I'm gonna give
the
it a
fuck is wrong.
I'm gonna give it a 9.
Two.
Yeah,
it
the
was
art
great.
Was good.
It really
and
was.
And some
good.
Of the monsters are really great.
I like the cover too.
Yeah, the cover's
a terrible
great.
Cover.
No, I like it.
Oh God.
Okay. Are you more of a Monster Manual fan?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, listen up, everybody. We're glad that you shared this special St. Patrick's Day in April with us. And we'll see you for our next holiday. What's up next? Easter?
I don't know, but you're not going to pull up more of that shit on the holiday, are you?
Probably.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, goodbye, everybody.
So long.
Bye.